It's Morning Edition. Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders spoke to a crowd of more than 9,000 last night in Greensboro. Sanders stopped in North Carolina after giving speeches in Georgia and South Carolina over the weekend. Jorge Valencia reports.
Bernie Sanders got on stage at the Greensboro Coliseum to a Neil Young song that seems fitting for rallies.
All right, are you guys ready to make a political revolution?
A 74-year-old senator from Vermont with a Brooklyn accent may seem an unlikely leader for a revolution.
A lot of the media said, well, you know, Bernie Sanders is a nice guy, but he's a fringe candidate because who in America thinks we're prepared to stand up to the billionaire class and fight for justice?
Since Sanders launched his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination, many have seen him as an unlikely contestant. But that may not be the case anymore. He's polling in either first or second place against Hillary Clinton in Iowa and New Hampshire. One of his main campaign themes is inequality. He started on Sunday night by addressing major corporations.
You are not going to continue sending our jobs to China and other countries when millions of Americans desperately need work here.
The inequality, according to Sanders, is among income and racial groups. He said that a study he commissioned this summer found the unemployment rate of young African-American high school graduates is almost 20 percentage points higher than their white classmates.
In other words, what we are doing is turning our backs on an entire generation of young people.
And he said that many people who are employed and earn the minimum wage of $7.25 per hour are earning what he calls a starvation wage.
We need to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour.
Even though Sanders didn't single out any of his opponents, he did harshly criticize corporations. In fact, on multiple occasions, he singled out two brothers famous for their political contributions.
One family, the Koch brothers.
Which was a good transition to talk about political campaigns. He says he supports public financing of elections. He says he's relying on small donations and that he does not want to have dinner with billionaires to ask them for money.
I am proud to tell you that this campaign does not and will not have a super PAC.
Sanders says that as a result of income inequality, many young people never aspire to study further than high school. So during his speech, he mentioned one bill that has gained little traction in the Senate but has generated much conversation.
That is why I have introduced legislation, which will make every public college and university tuition free.
The people at the Coliseum, which is close to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, cheered. Sanders says he plans on paying for his programs by making the tax code tougher on corporations. And after a close to 90-minute speech, Sanders got off the stage the same way he got on.
Feel the burn!
Wait, is that like his motto?
That's his hashtag. It's his hashtag, feel the burn, to get people pumped up.
Brianna Garcia was in the crowd. She's a student at NC State University, and she traveled with a few of her friends. One of them was Joey Daughtridge.
I mean, just Bernie's a stud, man. Bernie's a rock star.
Daughtridge says Sanders had won him over even before Sunday. Daughtridge is a student at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington, and he drove 3 hours to see the speech.
I love that he doesn't attack the other people running against him, really. I mean, he just talks about the issues.
Sanders will speak to more college students this morning. He's scheduled to give a speech at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.